But I got to be moved by something. Amen. It says that when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. Something was stirred up inside of him. Amen. He saw something and it broke his heart. And he said, you know what? I want something to happen. Now, listen to this. Tonight, if you take notes, it says he was moved with compassion on them for a reason. It says because they fainted. That word fainted literally means to be mangled.
As time went on, I opened up my eyes. Never really knew me. You don't know what's
see, you're in a situation and you just got that sick feeling. That just something hits you right here and you didn't know what it was, but it just got you in the gut and you just couldn't help it. You said, you know what, God, I'm not capable. But man, there's just something that's stirring up inside of me. Something just hits you right in the gut. Something moved you to the point that you had to do something about it. Every single one of us that have gathered in this room tonight that call Christ Jesus Lord, that have been saved, that have been discipled, amen. You know what? We're the offshoot. We're the product and we're the production, amen, of that prototype, amen, that began to happen 2,000 years ago when he just didn't die, amen. But after 3 days, he got up, amen. That way when we're down and we're broken, amen, and we're confused and we're bound, amen, that we can get up too, amen. Because he said if that same spirit that raised up Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in you, amen. I don't care if you're hooked on drugs, amen. I don't care if you're hooked on drugs. Amen. I don't care if you're walking in a bondage or some generational curse. Amen. If you just walk in fear, you're bound by a timid spirit. Amen. If the same spirit that raised up Christ Jesus dwells in you, it's going to quicken you. It's going to move you with that exact same compassion. Amen. You're going to walk into the Starbucks. Amen. Or into the grocery store or somewhere in the Lower East Side or wherever it is you work or you go to school at. And something's going to be inside of you. And you're not going to be able to stop yourself from saying, man, I wonder if that person right over there doing those things knows Jesus. I've got to find out. There's going to be a new hunger for God's presence. There's going to be a new desire, amen, to do the things of God. There's going to be something inside of you, amen, that's going to respond, amen. You're going to begin to see a crowd, amen, and you're going to begin to weep uncontrollably, amen, and the lion's going to roar, amen. You're going to have a new boldness, amen, to share the gospel with your friends and family, amen, and the lion, amen, is going to begin to roar, amen. You're going to begin to worship, amen, with a new enthusiasm, amen, with a new fervency, amen, and the lion is going to begin to roar. Says in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that it says, stir up the gift. Come on. Stir up the gift, amen. Put the pedal to the metal, amen. And take that tomahawk down the road.